to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
There is a slim boundary or borderline between night and day, between darkness and light. So when the Bible says the night is far spent, it means that any moment from now, what will happen? The day is going to break. If the day breaks on you and works of darkness are still a part of your luggage, no matter how useful you have been to the church physically, once the light breaks on you, the day breaks on you, and there's darkness in your life, what will happen? What will happen, please? What will happen? And this is a very interesting Bible study. Let's open to Romans 13. That's where we have been reading from now. We studied in different ways in our classes, and it's a time for us to give opportunity for you to answer ask questions, and let's have clarity about many things. The reason why you need to ask questions and have clarity is because many times when we teach, we teach by the utterance of the Holy Spirit, and we focus on a particular side of the thing. And if there's another side you are looking at, and you are trying to apply the things we are saying to that side, it may not be completely correct. So you need to ask questions to clarify, because we had questions, and we saw that it was necessary for the questions to come up so that you don't just mistakenly module everything together. So have you opened to Romans 13? In verse 12, that's the focus scripture for today. And as in the Bible study, the night is far spent. If you are there, I want you to say amen. Okay, let's read it together. 1, 2, read. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
Orúbù kọjá tán, àwa tí a gbé Yorùbá Bíbélì dání, ẹ jẹ́ ká síwèé wá síbẹ̀ kí gbogbo àdẹ̀jọ kájọ kà pọ̀. Sátidé bẹ̀, ìwé Róòmù orí kẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá. Orúbù kọjá tán, ilẹ̀ sì fẹ́rẹ̀ mọ́, nítorí náà jẹ́ kí a bọ́ ara iṣẹ́ òkùnkùn sílẹ̀, kí a sì gbé ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ wọ̀.
Kò sẹ́ni tó gbé Yorùbá Bible dání.
Ṣé ọ gbé? We didn't bring our Yoruba Bible.
Wow, it's only that she's reading.
Emi le kan ni mo nka.
Eka. Oh, mi e gbo ni. Okay. No. Eshe. Yes. Now, the question I asked before I asked us to read this Bible verse again.
Ibere ti won bere ki won to so pe ki aka ibi ti aka yi.
Was that if we refuse to cast off the works of darkness?
Ti a o ba gbo ara okunkun sile,
and the day breaks on us,
ti ile ba si mo,
what will happen to that kind of person?
Ki lo ma sele si iru eniyan be?
What will happen?
Ki lo ma sele?
You have read the scripture now, so what will happen?
Ki lo ma sele?
Ati ka ibe,
ki lo ma sele si eni
ti somebody raise up his or her hand and tell us.
Ebe ki enikan ko nawo re soke ko si da wa lohun.
We have studied today and we spend more than 1 hour studying.
Ati keko ade loju wakati kan lo lati keko.
Yes, and even if the scripture you have read is not as if you saw one direct answer there.
See, ibi ti aka gan ti ko ba ti e je ibi ti o fun wa ni
When somebody refuses to cast off the works of darkness.
Digba ti awon eniyan ti awon eniyan ta ba ti apa ko lati bo ara ise sile ara okunkun sile.
And the day breaks.
Ti ile ba si mo.
You know the day breaks means the rapture happens.
O ti ile mo ni pe igba soke o sele.
Or maybe the Lord says, "Oh yeah, it's time for you to go."
Tabi Olorun so pe o ti to akoko fun ije to se laye ti to ya ma bo lodo mi.
That is what it means for the day to break.
Nkan ti a so itumo re na ni wi pe ile ti mo.
So if the day breaks on any man with the works of righteousness, with the works of darkness.
Ti ile ba mo gba eniyan kankan pelu ise okunkun lowo re.
What will happen to that man?
Kilo ma sele si aye na.
Eh? Unrapturable. Wow.
Oh, dile gbaru eni be. It's okay.
What an English. That person will be unrapturable.
Ko ni ye lati gba so pe.
Some people said that person will be left behind.
Awon kan wi pe awon eni eluru eni be a ma fi won sile laye.
May God help us.
Oluwa yo ran wa lowo.
And you know when we say may God help us sometimes it looks as if we shouldn't even say that.
Nigba mi ta ba so pe Olorun yo ran wa lowo o ma nda bi pe ka te ma so be.
Because he is already helping us.
Tori pe Olorun ti ran wa lowo.
If he is telling us is you know now when we are preparing for exam.
Nigba ta ba gbaradi fun idanwo
and your teacher tells you that okay this is where to focus on.
Awon oluko wa de so fun pe ibi gan awon ibi ni ko ka o.
And you have practicals to do.
A de ni awon ohun ta ma gbodo fowo wa se lati safihan re.
Will you start reading something else?
Se a ma ka ibomiran ni.
That means you know where what is coming out is coming out from.
Iyen ni pe ati mo ibi ti awon idanwo yi o ti jade ibe na lati ma ka.
So if now the Lord now some of us we take the Bible as where it's just the Christian book and we are just reading something and somebody who is inspired is preaching out of it.
Ah opolopo wa la ma wo pe Bible je iwe kan ti awon Christians ma nka ka ka ma ka sa de awon kan wa ti Olorun ran won lowo lati ma wa si fun wa.
This is God speaking to you and me.
Olorun gangan lo ba emi ati eyin soro.
And he's telling you, imagine he's sitting with you and he's saying, my son, my daughter.
Kama aro wi pe Jesu Olorun wa o joko ti wa gangan o si so fun wa pe obirin mi tabi omo mi okunrin.
He says the night is far spent.
O so fun wa pe orubu koja tan.
Excuse me, when the Lord is speaking to you, how will you be feeling?
Ti Olorun ba ma wa soro, bawo la se ma se? Ba lo se ma ri lara wa?
I heard Brother Abraham saying the other time.
Mo gbọ́ nígbà tí arákùnrin wa Abraham sọ wípé.
That John that used to sleep on the lap of Jesus when he was alive in human body, flesh.
Johanu, ẹni tó máa ń sùn sí Jésù Olúwa wa nínú ara.
When Jesus revealed himself to him on the island of Patmos, what did John do?
Nígbà tí Olúwa wa tó fi ara hàn ní orí òkè Patmos, kí ni Johanu ṣe?
Could he move near to him?
Ṣé ó lè súnmọ́?
The only natural response of every man when the Lord appears is for them to bow down and to be reunioned to the dust.
Ohun ti eniyan ma se nigba ti Olorun ba fara han ni wipe yo jo wa ara re patapata a wole ara re sile niwaju Olorun pelu ile.
You know, to be reunited with the dust.
A pada si ile.
So that's it. If the Lord is by your side now and is speaking to you, you know that it's a serious matter. It's not just you are hearing or we did Bible study or you heard somebody preaching.
To ba wa je pe Olorun lo joko ti wa ni ba se joko temi na duro yi. To n ba wa soro ari pe ki n se nkan kekere rara.
All right, and he's actually here.
Ah, Olorun de wa nibi.
And he's saying now.
O de n ba wa soro.
The night is far spent.
Oru ti bu koja lo tan.
The day is at hand.
Ojo ti sumo etile.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
E je ka ko gbogbo ara ise ati sekunkun kuro.
Let us put on the armor of light.
Ki a si gbe ihamora imole wo.
All right, so let us now if there are questions that we need answers on.
E je ka bere si ni bere awon ibere ti a mo pe a nilo awon idahun lati odo wa.
Let's ask those questions and no matter how little or how insignificant you think it might be.
E je ka bere awon ibere yi ka le ro pe o kere tabi ko jamo kankan sugbon e je ka bere.
Yes, so do we have anybody who has a question?
Sani ibere.
Are you sure you don't have a question?
Se o da wa loju pe a ni ibere sha?
But Abraham and Joshua said, since you didn't ask questions.
Arakunrin wa Abraham ati Joshua won wi pe ti a ko ba ni ibere.
That I should ask questions. Ask questions.
Won ni ka kan bere ibere lowo wa.
Okay. Now let me ask you.
E je ki won bere. Nigba ti Olorun ba mi soro to ba yin na soro fun ara yin eyin olodo ni nikan.
And says to you, put off the works of darkness.
So then so fun mi to so fun eyin na pe ki n bo ara okunkun sile.
What does that mean?
Ki lo tumo si?
What does that mean?
Ki lo tumo si?
I'm going to call you since you see because we don't have all the time today.
A ma pe awon eniyan ni nitori wi pe a so pe a o ni bere tele tele.
What does that mean? What does that mean, please?
Kilo tumo si?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Says you put off the works of darkness. He said, when the Lord said you should put off the works of darkness, I think that is saying that we should put off every attribute, every character, every wickedness, every sinful behaviors that is not actually speaking righteousness of God. Whatever that is sinful, whatever is of ungodliness, that is just sinful. So that's implies the words of the darkness. Hallelujah.
Can I ask, do you know, this is the book of Romans. Thank you, sir. This is the book of Romans. And this is, the Holy Spirit was speaking by the mouth of Paul. And can I ask you, who are the people that Paul was speaking to?
Who are
the people? Because you see that Paul didn't say, now you put off the works of darkness.
Paul sọ pé ìwà oyàbọ̀ ara ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
Paul said, let us therefore.
Paul wí pé ẹ jẹ́ kí a bọ̀.
Now, so who was Paul speaking to today?
Àwọn wo ló bá sọ̀rọ̀?
They've not answered my question.
Okay, someone should answer.
The believers.
Huh?
I said the believers.
Oh, I thought you said I should come again.
What are you waiting for?
Someone has a question. Your name, your question.
And you call me Barry.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Angel. And my question is, the Bible says that we should put on the shining armor of right living. As in, what are these attributes of that light, that armor of light? The armor of light, as in, what is it all about?
Ibele won ni pe bibeli wi pe ka gbe yi amora imole wo won ni ki wa ni awon iramora imole yi.
What are these armor of light? Is that not the question?
Yes.
Now you see when you look at the Christian life,
ti aba wo igbe aye onigbagbo,
I know that during the course of this of the messages, there will still be some deliberate talk about what this armor is about.
Amo pe ninu ipago yi Olorun yo si ba wa soro nipa awon ihamora yi daradara.
But I want to put it to you.
Sugbon won fe so fun wa nisin.
When the Bible says put ye on the whole armor of God in the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
Nigba ti Bible so ni fun wa ninu iwe Efeso ori kefa wi pe ka gbe gbogbo ihamora Olorun wo.
Did you see that it says the whole armor, which is the complete? You don't leave anyone out. The complete armor.
Gbogbo ihamora ko fi ko yo kan kuro ko fi kan si gbogbo ihamora Olorun lo ni ka gbe wo.
There is no separate whole armor of God and there is not another separate armor of light.
Ko si iyato laarin gbogbo ihamora Olorun ati ihamora imole boya pe o yato sira won rara o.
So let's go to Ephesians 6.
E je ka lo sinu iwe Efeso ori kefa.
Even the Bible gives an headline here. It calls it the Christian's armor.
Bíbélì fún ní atọ́ka lórí wípé
the Christians are
more. Yes.
From verse 10.
Not yet,
okay, start from verse 11.
Put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil.
Okay.
For we are not fighting against flesh and blood, blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities.
Go
of
to
the
verse 13 quickly.
Authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor.
Did you see that again? Put on what? Every piece of God's armor.
Nitorina egbe gbogbo ihamora Olorun wo.
Mhm. Continue.
So you will be able to resist the enemy in the times of evil. Then after the battle you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth.
Now, so let's count the armor now. Let's count all the parts of the armor. The first one is what? The belt of truth, number one.
Amore otito oni ihamora akoko ti agbodo gbewo.
And the body armor of God's righteousness.
Breastplate of righteousness.
Ibaya ododo.
For shoes. Put on the peace that comes from God's, from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared.
Three, preparation of the gospel of peace.
Imora irere alafia.
In addition to all of this, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrow of the devil.
The fourth one, the shield of faith.
Apata igbagbo ni kerin.
Put on salvation as your helmet.
Then fifth, the element of salvation.
Asibori igbala ni karun.
And take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
And then sixth, the sword of the spirit.
Idaimi ti soro Olorun.
Now that's it. That's where it finishes. It ends, you know. He now continues talking about
awon ihamora Olorun lati kai ti won je mefa.
Some of us at some time or the other, we must have had some studies, or maybe you were in a Bible study and they were talking about the armor of the Christian.
Nigba kan ri tabi ni awon opolepo igba ati ma keko ni nipa ni iwe ori iwe Efesori kefa nipa awon ihamora Olorun awon mora ihamora awa Christiani.
So when the Bible says, let us put on the armor of light.
Nígbà tí Bíbélì wá sọ fún wa pé ká wá gbé ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ wọ̀.
Did you know that where the Lord was saying this through Paul was an earlier book of the Bible before Ephesians?
Nígbà tí ẹ̀mí mímọ́ sọ̀rọ̀ nínú ìwé nínú Pọ́ọ̀lù Apostoli, ó jẹ́ ìwé Rómù tó ṣáájú ìwé Efesu yìí.
So Paul spoke about the armor of light in Romans.
Ó sọ nípa ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ nínú ìwé Rómù.
By the time we got to Ephesians, even if he didn't say call it the armor of light, he now called it the old armor of God, and he now described everything inside the armor.
Nígbà tó jẹ́ ìwé Efesu orí kẹfà, kò pé ní ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ mọ́, ó wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní to gbogbo ohun tó rọ̀ mọ́ tó pè ní gbogbo ìhámọ́ra Ọlọ́run, ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní kà fún wa.
So when you look at the armor of light,
nígbà tá a bá wo ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀,
it is a word describing making a clear distinction.
Ó jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀
tó pin níyà
ìyẹn ìgbà ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ ó jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ tó pin yà.
Yes, it's clearly separating this particular armor and making it clear to us that this is the armor of light, that is, it belongs to God, because anything that is of God is light.
Ó pín ọ̀rọ̀ yìí níyà ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ àti àwọn ìhámọ́ra yìí tó fi hàn wá pé gbogbo àwọn eléyìí ó jẹ́ kíni o ìhámọ́ra wa.
So do you understand what I'm talking about?
Ṣé ó yé wa?
So when we say armor of light, because if there is anything that is light, the opposite of light is darkness.
Tí a bá sọ pé ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀, ohun òdì kejì rẹ̀ ni pé ìhámọ́ra òkùnkùn.
Do you understand?
Ṣé ó yé wa?
So the armor that the Lord spoke to us about in Ephesians 6,
ìhámọ́ra tí Ọlọ́run bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ nínú ìwé Efesu orí kẹfà,
is that same armor that the Bible calls the armor of light.
Òun náà ó jẹ́ ìkankan náà pẹ̀lú ìtẹ́ àpẹẹrẹ ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀.
You know that darkness is the devil.
And
it is because of the devil that the Bible spoke to us here, that put on the whole armor of God in order to stand against the wiles of the devil.
One
of the things this armor of light will do to us is this. Every time darkness is coming around your life, which is when a temptation to sin is already close to you. Or maybe hell, all of hell is just let loose against your life for any reason. You know, because you are putting on the armor of light, you will be aware of it. You will sense it. Nobody sins unknowingly. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Show you
what. That is, there is nobody that didn't have a period of contemplating an act of sin before he eventually sinned.
Now,
so if you are wearing the armor of light, that period when the suggestion or the temptation to sin entered into your thoughts, what do you think the armor of light will help you to do? What does light always do to darkness? It exposes darkness. So if you are a Christian, and I wonder how that can be possible, and you refuse to put on the old armor of God, when the temptation to sin presents itself to you, do you think you will be so aggressive against it? One of the things we heard this morning is this. Is that zeal cannot help us in this matter. You have never failed in this area of your life before. And some of us are not checking again to be sure whether it was just because the devil has not gotten your time in that area. The reason why you are successful in that point is because you have not had any opportunity to sin.
Or
even if there is opportunity to sin, the environment around you will not allow you to sin. Especially when that type of sin is what I will call a public sin. Those type of sin always target people that are public. You already have reputation. People already give you a name, like we read this morning, that you are alive. And because you need to protect your reputation, even when they are bringing argument and they want to fight with you, what do? You just always find that easiness, that grace to be able to be quiet and not to see anything. How many of us are here that are even younger people that in your church, you are a part of the choir, you are doing one particular thing, and then when lust is entering your heart, do you go and manifest that lust in the church? Do you manifest the lust? Do you go and meet that sister and go and start holding her unnecessarily? Have you not asked yourself why the thought to do that doesn't even come to you, dear? Because the reason why you don't do it is the thought didn't come to you, because you need to think about something before you do it.
nǹkan tí ò fi ń wá sínú ayé wa ni pé nítorí pé nǹkan yẹn kò sí ṣe kí ni o kò wá sínú ọkàn wa tó bá ti wá a ó lè ṣe.
But suddenly when you are now out of the church.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tá a bá kúrò ní ibi ìpàgọ́ tá a wà kúrò ní ilé ìjọsìn wa.
Especially when there is no other person from church or your own particular church there.
Tí ò bá sí àwọn tó mọ̀ wá ní àyíká ilé ìjọsìn wa níbẹ̀.
Do you know that you just found out that it's as if wọ́n ti tú ẹlẹ̀?
Ah, ó dàbí pé mo ti tú sílẹ̀ o, I have been free.
It's as if you now have that kind of freedom to do what you cannot do before.
A wá ní òmìnira láti lè ṣe ohun tó bá wù wá, èyí tí a ò lè ṣe nígbà tí a wà ní àpéjọpọ̀ àwọn
ọmọ Ọlọ́run. So don't be quick to boast that yes, you know, this particular, I've never fallen in this particular area of my life. Don't be quick to do that.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká máa ṣe ní ìgboyà wípé irú àyẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yẹn mi ò lè ṣe. Ẹ má jẹ́ ká máa sáré sọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
If you search your life, many of the things that you have not failed inside.
Tá a bá yẹ ayé ra wa wò dáadáa, gbogbo ohun tá ò tí ṣe tá ò tí ní ìkùnà sí.
It's simply because the devil has not come to you with temptations for them.
Òun ni pé Sátani kò tí gbé àríkèrèkè rẹ̀ wá fún àwọn ìkùnà yìí gangan ni.
So you need to deliberately, you see, sometimes we only focus on the areas where we are failing, and every time we are talking to God, it's only that area you are saying, Lord, please help me in this matter.
Ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà tí a bá ń gbàdúrà, ibi tí a ti ń kùnà la máa ń wojú Ọlọ́run fún.
Meanwhile, the areas you think you are succeeding, if you don't dedicate it to God, when the devil now comes with his temptation, you will be a victim.
Tí a ò bá wá máa gbàdúrà lórí ibi tá a ti ẹ̀ ti rò pé a ti ṣàṣeyọrí nínú àwọn ìwà àtiṣe wa kan, tá ò bá máa gbé lọ síwájú Ọlọ́run pé kọ́lọ́run ràn wá lọ́wọ́, àrí pé nígbà tí Sátani bá kó àrékèrèkè rẹ̀ dé, ìṣe la máa ṣubú yakata.
We said yesterday that David, a man who when he was with the sheep, was that not a good opportunity to be fornicating with any damsel that passes around?
Dáfídì ẹni bí ọkàn Ọlọ́run tí a sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀, ó jẹ́ ẹni tó wà nínú igbó pẹ̀lú àwọn ẹran tó jẹ́ olùṣọ́ àgùntàn, ṣé kò ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ láti máa ṣe ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ pẹ̀lú àwọn tó bá pàpàdé ní ọ̀nà?
It was just that the devil didn't have his time then.
Èṣù ọ̀ráyè tiẹ̀ ń gbà yẹn ni.
But when the time came.
Nígbà tí àkókò rẹ̀ tó.
Now he was a big man.
Ó ti di olókìkí ńlá.
He was even established in the faith.
A ti gbìn sínú ìgbàgbọ́.
He was known as a man after God's own heart.
A ti bọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni bí ọkàn Ọlọ́run.
And can you imagine that time when you didn't even expect that will cross David's mind?
Nígbà tá ò ti rò pé nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹn lè ó tẹ̀lé wá sí ọkàn Dáfídì.
That's when he crossed his mind, and just one crossing of his mind, he was down.
Nígbà náà nìkan wá sí ọkàn Dáfídì, bó dẹ̀ ṣe wá ó gbé Dáfídì ṣubú.
That's why you know some of us, we over spiritualize men of God.
Ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà a máa ń gbé àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run wa ga nínú ẹ̀mí ju bí ó ti yẹ lọ.
I'm not saying you will not respect a man of God, and I mean a man of God, not just anybody that is preaching.
A ò sọ pé ká má tẹríba fún àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run wa o. Wọ́n dẹ̀ ní kì í ṣe àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run lásán àbí àwọn tó ń sọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run, ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run yìí tòótọ́.
Every man of God that is going to heaven.
Gbogbo ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run tó ń lọ sí ìjọba ọ̀run.
Every one of them is susceptible to sin.
Gbogbo wọn pátápátá ni wọn àwọn náà ní ààyè láti dẹ́ṣẹ̀.
And you yourself you should know.
Gbogbo wa ó yẹ ká dẹ̀ mọ̀.
That no matter how God has helped you now.
Pé kò sí bí Ọlọ́run ti ràn wá lọ́wọ́ tó.
Let the armor of light carry it with humility.
Kí a máa gbé ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ wọ̀ pẹ̀lú ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
That's the way the Bible said we should carry it in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1.
Bóyí Bíbélì ṣe sọ pé ká máa gbé ìyẹn nínú ìwé Kọ́rìntì kejì.
Paul was
orí kẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ kínní.
He was speaking to the people and he said, I beseech you with the gentleness and the meekness of Christ.
Paul ó sọ̀rọ̀ fún àwọn ará Kọ́rìntì pé òun bẹ̀ wọ́n pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí ìrẹ̀lẹ̀ àti ìtẹríba.
Paul, God has helped him.
Paul ó jẹ́ ẹni tí Ọlọ́run ti ràn lọ́wọ́.
God has really helped him in his life.
Ọlọ́run ràn lọ́wọ́ gidigidi
nínú ayé rẹ̀. Now he is now an instrument of God to help the Corinthian people.
Ó wá jẹ́ ohun èlò fún àwọn ará Kọ́rìntì láti ran àwọn náà lọ́wọ́.
At that point, Paul didn't speak to them as if they are just, what's even wrong with all of you now that you can't even follow Jesus.
Nígbà yẹn Paul ò bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀ pé ẹ̀yin wo ẹ̀yin dẹ̀ lè bá Ọlọ́run rìn bó ti tó àti bó ti
yẹ. No, he didn't do that.
Kò bá wọn rìn bẹ́ẹ̀.
He said, I beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ.
Ó ní òun bẹ̀ wọ́n.
That's a man that is wearing the armor of light, you know, carefully.
Àwọn tó ń gbé ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ wọ̀ nìyẹn dáradára.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
Is there any other question?
Ṣé a ní ìbéèrè míì?
Let us pray.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a gbàdúrà.
the emphasis in today's study is to put off every work of darkness and to put on the armor of light. It's as if by the end of today, it's as if God is saying, today should not pass you by if you don't receive a correct clothing of the armor of light on your life. But that armor of light cannot settle upon you as a cloth, as a garment, if you have not put off the works of darkness. And the only way that God is bringing to my heart that I can put on the works of darkness was what happened in 2 Kings chapter 4. From verse 39 to 41, when everybody ate of that food, and they began to cry because there was death in the pot. They cried to the master that there is death in the pot. I want you to speak to Jesus and tell him, if he's telling you to cast off the work of darkness, it's because there is death in the pot. And what did Elisha do? He said, then bring a meal. Bring a meal. And the Bible says he cast the meal into the pot. And he asked them to pour out for them again. And the Bible said that there was no more death in the pot. So as you are praying and you are saying you want these works of darkness to leave your life, not that you are not the one who is stretching your hand into your life to remove it. You must cry to your own master also. Like the sons of the prophet cried to Elisha. And tell him, master, there is death in the pot. When you cry to him like that, he will also now take a meal and he will cast it into your life. You know, the man of God and all the people that God has been using to speak, they have been saying one thing. They said, if you are sensitive enough throughout this meeting, God can speak just one word into your spirit. One word that can enter your spirit that will finish every poison that has been living in your life. Finally, ask your Lord, please don't let me leave this meeting if you didn't send that word. One word that will enter my life and that will remove every poison. Like that meal entered into the pot and the poison there was dead. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lord Jesus, we pray this afternoon. You are our master. You are the prophet. You are our high priest. You are the bishop and the savior of our soul. If we are going to hold fast our profession, Lord, you must reign supreme over our lives. And you must help us to remove the poison that is in the pot of our lives. Lord, Lord, we give you that meal now.
Oluwa, mo gbe onje yi wa fun onu lowo lowo bayi.
That is, we open up our life for you now.
Ase aye wa sile fun o.
We give you the authority of our life now.
Agbe akoso aye wa fun o.
So that you can now send that word that will finish every poison, every darkness in our lives.
Ki o ba le ran oro ti o mu gbogbo majele to wa ninu aye wa kuro.
Put the armor of light upon us.
See, it hammer I want to know you are.
So that when sin is coming to us,
this victory never takes a bambo.
When it is coming like a flood, the armor of light will make us to raise a standard against them. And Lord, we will overcome. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-334-8305-0808-1338536 081-4099-1321
or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life